Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney. It is going to be so much fun celebrating Valentine's Day with one of my business besties, Noelle Custis. You guys are absolutely going to love her and all of the amazing energy that she brings to the table. Noelle, I am so glad that you're here, sister.
I'm so glad too. I've been waiting for this and I'm so excited to be here with you.
I mean, and how perfect is it that we celebrate Valentine's Day today with, you know, one of my favorite gals on Galentine's Day too, right? And you are so just passionate about living a life that you love. Like that is really what encompasses all of the cool things that you do, Noelle. And I am so excited to get into like, you know, your journey and how you created this amazing life that you love. And now you're helping other people do the same, right? Isn't that basically the gist of it?
Love it. Love it. Love it. Everything you're saying, I'm going, oh my gosh, it's so fun to hear that come back to me and to know that that's where I'm at now in my life and truly living in that space of joy. So
It's so much fun. I mean, I think back when we met, which is now several years ago, you came into my life because you were trying to grow your direct sales business and you were looking for help from social media. So you joined my class that teaches people how to create a year's worth of social media content in a weekend. And you were like one of my star students. Right? Which makes sense because you're a teacher by trade.
We'd like to say that we're great at all that techie stuff.
And so you just kind of give you a little just chance to share your backstory. Noelle, you have been a teacher for a long time.
Yeah. 24 years. And that's not even counting like just, you know, getting myself through college. I was a preschool assistant director and, you know, education has been really, truly my life.
Yeah. And now you're really educating on other people on how they can live the life that they love because you figured it out yourself. So why don't you kind of give us a little backstory as far as your entrepreneurial journey and where that has led you up to this point?
Oh my gosh, so fun. So yes, as you said, I was a teacher for 24 years and loved my profession. I always knew that I wanted to be a teacher. I just feel like it was in my genes. And so really excited about that. And as the years went by, you know, had a family, went through some trials and tribulations in my life personally, and just, you know, one thing led to another. And by the time we hit 2020, which, you know, that is definitely a year that we all think back to and remember, I'm sure. I really started to think a little bit differently. It was almost as if there was this whisper that was just kind of in my ear, feeling like I've always known I was meant for something big. I feel like my grandma, my mom just always instilled this life of expansion for me. And I knew I wanted to make a difference. I knew that I wanted to make contributions. And I felt like I was really doing that through teaching in a lot of ways. However, and I taught elementary, just to let you know, elementary and middle school. But then what happened is 2020 hit. And that whisper that was in my ear for so long, just kind of feeling like, you know, there may be something different for you. I started to realize that whisper became louder and louder. It was like someone just turned up that volume. And I really started to listen to that side. But at the same time, I still had a lot of fear because, again, I was always meant to be a teacher. And I thought that looked like a teacher in the classroom with children doing all of the things. So as that volume turned up, I remember sitting on the patio with my husband. And at that point, I had already done the social media. I had a little side gig that I was doing with my jewelry, and I was having some fun with that. And I wanted to, you know, kind of know how to do the social media part. So you and I had already connected.
Yeah.
And then as I remember, the year started to progress. I was out of my classroom teaching from home. Totally new experience for me. And I remember sitting on the patio with my husband in tears, like over and over and over again. And one day he just finally looked at me over a cup of coffee and was like, "So what are you going to do about it?" And I was like, I don't know, you know? And so he really just kind of, that loudness that I was starting to hear, it was like confirmation. And he was like, "Okay, I think you need to think about something different." And that was terrifying. But, you know, I really do feel like it was that was the catalyst that kind of got me moving in that direction, still teaching in the classroom, not knowing what that was going to look like. And then you and I went on a retreat together. Mm-hmm. And that was when everything changed. And I knew that it was time to take the huge leap of faith, and it was time to jump and start something new. So that is how kind of everything was birthed into existence.
I remember sitting there. So Noelle was part of the first cohort that I took on the Becoming Experience retreat. And I'm actually going to be leaving in a couple of weeks for my third retreat that we've done.
Exciting.
And, but gosh, I remember sitting there, you had come a little bit early and the two of us were sitting at the kitchen counter for what seemed like minutes, but we got so much done. And I remember just like, "Oh, well, this is how I can see all of your pieces coming together." And it was like the rest of that time at the retreat was literally just these little downloads that kept getting dropped by God into your heart, that like all of these pieces started to make sense.
Absolutely. That is a perfect way of explaining that. I know we've had lots of conversations and absolutely exactly what happened. And I didn't even know that I wasn't even expecting that. I was expecting that I was going to get answers, but I really just didn't even, you showed me actually part of what you were downloading and some of the things that you were going to be bringing to life. And I remember, and I still get the chills every time I talk about it, because I remember going, "That's it. Oh my gosh, that's exactly what I've been praying about." But I just didn't even know what that would look like. And it was just like the rest of the weekend just unfolded completely.
I mean, that's what's fun. And I think that you confirmed with me and what God was telling me to do, because the thing that's really cool is that, you know, you had your amazing direct sales business that you were doing really well, by the way.
Really well.
I mean, you quit your job by this time, and that business is going well, but you had this inside knowing that God was asking you to step up into something even bigger or beyond. And I don't want to say just direct sales or network marketing, because honestly, like, I have friends, you guys, that have made millions and millions of dollars because of direct sales or network marketing businesses. So I don't want to diminish that, but this was just you being obedient to God saying like this and that, right? And so it was like, okay, yes, I'm going to continue to grow this. And I feel like you're leading me towards something bigger, something more, something different, right? And I remember sitting there and it was just kind of funny, because I sometimes don't know what my thing is, you know, or hadn't at that time. I'm just like, "Well, I could do this and I could do this and I could do this and I could do this." And you're like, "Oh, you mean I don't have to hire five different people? I can just hire you and you could do this and this and this and this." I'm like, "Huh, isn't that..." Yes. Actually need this. So,
it really was like that mind blown moment in my life that I was like, "Wait a minute, let me see that again."
And that's so fun, because we've actually been working together, you know, ever since. And girl, like, watching you thrive, like, it is unbelievable the things that I've watched you do. You know, you went from building a successful direct sales business to incorporating this beautiful program called Shine by Design. That's the program, but your company is called Rise to Shine Co., which I still remember sitting in the hotel room that we came up with that. And I'm like, "Look at the domain is available." Like, yes, this is what we're supposed to do. So it was so much fun, because I could watch all of these pieces of your puzzle come together and how God was able to use all of these different strengths that you have and all of these different interests that you have. And now it's like all of these beautiful things are all encompassing, right? You're helping women who want to step into more, who want to step into a life that they love, be able to do that using the skills that you have learned, the tools that you've learned. You are a certified coach. Mm-hmm. You help moms and daughters with workshops. You have been helping this amazing nonprofit in the Palm Springs area for a while. You are running a very successful networking community for women in business. Like, holy crap, girl. Like, for real?
You know, it's so funny when you say it, and I know we talk about this, like when you say it out loud, it's like, wow, I am doing these things. And, you know, I was just talking to a mutual friend of ours this weekend, and I was telling her, I said, you know, what's so cool is that one of the reasons why I remember I was feeling like I was made for something different in this season of my life was because I remember that feeling on Sundays of just dreading mm-hmm. going to work and walking into work. And I said, even though, because my girlfriends that are in teaching still and still some of my besties, they crack up because they're like, wait a minute, I thought you were like, you know, taking an early retirement so you could kind of slow down in life a little bit. We feel like you're doing more than you were. And I said, but here's the difference. I get to choose all of the things that I get to do. And I am living in my passion and in my joy. And I was telling my girlfriend this weekend, I said, I love it because on Sundays, I am so excited to wake up on Monday because I have so many awesome things on my plate. Yeah. And even though it feels like a lot for other people, you know, I feel like it may look like that, but everything I walk into, I'm walking into with joy and there's a purpose behind that. So I think that's the difference. You know, you become more aligned. I think that's really where my heart is.
That's so true. I mean, that's just it. Like sometimes people think that they have to be discontented to have more or to go after better. And sometimes we are, right? Like our longing and our discontent can be tools that we can use to guide us towards the better that God has in store for us. But really, I think what we're talking about is that you and I have always had this sense of being in gratitude for where we are and being excited for what's to come.
Yes. Yes.
And it's like both of us, you know, we're so much alike, you guys. Like it's kind of crazy. Like Noelle and I could like get on the phone and talk for, you know, hours and not even realizing it. But we both have no shortage of ideas. Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can be like, oh my gosh, like, where do I go next?
Totally. And then we have to narrow down a little bit. Right.
We help each other do that. But it's definitely like this morning I was sitting there in my prayer time just being like, God, I am so grateful for every single thing that I have on my to-do list today. I'm so grateful for everybody I get to talk to. I'm so grateful that you've given me this opportunity to be the present mom and the wife that I've always wanted to be. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. And that's really where you're at as well, right? We just wake up with this gratitude. And it wasn't always that way, right? We had to be courageous and we had to kind of go out there and push ourselves. And there have been things, right, that you and I both have been like, oh my gosh, how do I do that? And what's been fun is that I've just been a couple of steps ahead of you, right? Like, hey, Noelle, this is how you start a podcast. Hey, Noelle, this is how you, you know, launch a website. And hey, Noelle, this is how you hire your first assistant. All of those things you've been able to accomplish this year. Like, I'm so freaking proud of you. Your website is beautiful. You're crushing everything that you're doing. And your podcast is about to be, you know, on air, like within the matter of the next couple of weeks. Like, I'm so excited to be able to listen to it. Tell us a little bit about your podcast and your show coming up.
Oh, so excited. I know. I've dreamt about this one for a while. And again, just kind of like making sure it was the right season. And again, you and I always have so many ideas. And I was like, okay, I've got to make sure that I'm mapping this out a little bit because I am that generator that is just like, woo, 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 all these ideas. But yes, my podcast is going to be launching next month. I'm so excited. It really is going to be just a space that is a place where women, you can either cozy up with a cup of coffee or perhaps you're commuting to work or folding laundry, but it's really about just sitting back and being inspired because this podcast is going to be called Rise to Shine with Noelle Custis. And I really want to honor busy women. And it's going to be one of those podcasts that you know, my hope is, because I can talk and talk and talk, but we're going to make it 30 minutes or less. There will be an amazing list of guests that will be popping on. Some of the episodes I'll be doing on my own, but it's going to really have their stories, my story, but also equipping tools for success and empowerment to motivate women, because I know that for me, you know, it at first I used to think of it as stepping into my best self. Mm-hmm. Now I have really kind of transitioned that to stepping into my favorite self. And once I tapped into that, I want to help other women step into their favorite selves, and I want them to be inspired, and not just be inspired by the stories. We all love stories, mm-hmm. but to just be able to equip them with things that they can do in their lives, and you know, meet them in a space that they feel like, I can take this leap of faith now, whether it be, and it doesn't mean changing your career necessarily. It doesn't mean that. Yeah. It means like just being able to, I know a lot of people use this phrase, stepping into that life that we love now, rather than continuing to wait, because we're always going to have excuses.
Yes.
So I can't wait. I'm so, so excited. So yeah, really fun.
What do you feel, you know, based on your own experience with your own life and the people that you've already worked with, what do you feel is the biggest thing or things holding people back from really stepping into their favorite self or a life that they would love?
You know, I think that, well, first of all, I can go on and on about fear. We, you know, tend to get ourselves in a position where we've done a job for a long time and that's all we know. Or perhaps you're, you know, there's this, you know, there's scarcity. There's like a lack of, well, I don't have the resources to be able to do that, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like it's overwhelmed, to be honest with you. So many women are just in their everyday lives, just trying to get by, and are, you know, taking the kids to school, getting to work, feeding everybody, getting the laundry done, you know, all of the things. And we get so overwhelmed that we think, how are we going to add something else to our plate? Because it always feels like that, right? Like when we're going to start something new, you think you have to add something to your plate. But what I've realized is that, again, when you have that when you have that desire and you have the proper tools to be able to realign yourself, all of that starts to come together. It's like pieces of a puzzle, mm-hmm. but I do feel like it's overwhelm. I feel like it's fear, you know, but my biggest thing is I don't want anyone to ever live in regret and think, what if I would have done that? How would my life have been different? Because I promise that everybody can. And whether it's something small or something big,
right?
It is a journey, but everybody can.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that I have been so honored to walk alongside of you on a lot of those different barriers that you and I both have shared with each other that, yeah, me too, right? Yeah. I mean, you and I both have shared that we've had to overcome people-pleasing, for example, and how much people-pleasing can impact our schedule. Because we say yes to things because we don't want to disappoint people, or we want to make sure that they love us, or that we're, you know, staying on their good side. Mm-hmm. So we take on more than we need to, right? Just because of that. And then we can't afford any more time for ourselves, or the fears of stepping out and not being perfect can really stall our progress. You know, they can get us stuck in the overthinking of things and the overwhelm. And then we'd never start at all. Right? Like we've been through this conversation. Yeah. And, it's just so much fun to watch you continuously grow, and everything that you have gone through yourself, Noelle, you are just pouring back into women who are just a couple of steps behind you so that they can find that amazing path. And oh my gosh, I just love it. I just love watching you. I love watching you grow. And you've made some hard decisions this last year too. And you've gone through a lot of hardship even this last year as your business has been growing.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've really been so proud of you and watching you is that it's really easy for us to spiral down or get distracted or make excuses or get overwhelmed or allow lack of motivation to hold us back and to stall us. Mm-hmm. And that was really one of the reasons that I started Spiral Up, is because there's so many things that the enemy is going to use to try to get you to spiral down in your business and to make you think that you can't do it or that you're not cut out for it or get overwhelmed or, you know, just hold yourself back and never do anything at all. Mm-hmm. And it's been so much fun to watch you continue to spiral up. And no matter what you've been faced with, whether it be something with yourself, your own health, your family, people that you care about, losses and illnesses and injuries, and you name it. I mean, you've had a hell of a year, honestly.
Yeah, 2023 definitely kicked me a little bit on each side, but I definitely agree. I feel like the tools, again, it's like tapping into what I've learned. Yes. And tapping into those core values. That's where I always, that's yes. just really, once I discovered that, yes. that is what keeps me moving forward every mm. single time. Is yes. I go, one of my biggest core values is freedom. And yes. I always, and you were so great at teaching me this. And, you know, and that's what's, you know, that's what's so awesome, is that it's just because you learn some tools at the beginning and you start to, you know, move forward or move in a different direction, we're continuing to grow all of the time because we don't know what is in front of us, you know?
Right. And, right.
and I always say to myself, I think I was listening to an Ed Milet podcast the other day, and he made such a great statement, and don't quote me, but it was something with the gist of, you know, he's going to keep moving forward and basically spiraling up. And he may not hit every single goal because he doesn't know when his time is up, but gosh darn it, he is going to make sure that when he comes to the end, he never gave up and he kept moving forward. And I just thought, man, I feel that in my soul. You know, it really helps me. But aligning with those core values, that is definitely something that I really, it's like my anchor. It really is my anchor to make sure that I don't just go, okay, that's it. I'm throwing in the towel. Like, this is just too much. I can't do it. Cause we're all going to go through that too. Like it's like part of life.
Yeah. You know, that's so, I remember that conversation too. I remember sitting in the hotel room, like I traveled a lot last year, and I remember like having this conversation and you're like, yeah, Lachelle, I gave her a list of core values. I'm like, all right, give me your top three. And you're like, I like these, but I need to add freedom. And I'm like, since you, I added freedom to my core value list because I'm like, I got mine too. Right.
Yeah.
And we're willing to kind of put up with the hard days because freedom is so important to us. We want the freedom to be able to make a bigger impact in the world beyond anything that somebody says we can and cannot do. We want to be able to have the time freedom to be able to do what we want, when we want, to help the people that we want, and to be able to live and give like no one else. And that freedom keeps me going. It keeps me spiraling up for sure. Right.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So what advice would you give somebody who is, you know, out there and they're like, you know, I don't know if I'm living my best life right now. And I really feel like it's something that I need to explore. What would you tell them?
Oh, that's so good. And just a little plug here. I do have a little quiz that you can take to really kind of see if that is where you are and where you are on that spectrum, as far as, you know, what it is that you're looking at, because I do think that, you know, oftentimes as women, we are, you know, we have our good days, we have our bad days. But again, it's like, if you're hearing that whisper constantly in your ear, that there's something missing, I would just something that you're being called for more, or maybe not living in your alignment, you know, of what you're feeling like you're supposed to do. If you're hearing that whisper and it's not going away, for me, I just say, you know, and for my clients, I tell them, listen to that. Because I know you and I think similarly in this respect, you know, I feel like God plants those seeds for us for a reason. Those are downloads that we need to then look at what those possibilities are. And so again, listen to those and don't ignore it, because it's there for a reason. And, you know, whether you go out and go full out in it, great, but just start to evaluate, you know, what is it that you're lacking. You know, sometimes it's just about making a list, you know, what are the things that I feel really good about? And what are the things that I'm struggling with? You know, see if you can see any of those, notice any of those patterns, because I do believe it was there probably a lot longer than I want to admit. But again, I let fear, you know, step in, and it was too scary to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so beautiful. And you guys make sure that you go to her quiz inside of the show notes, because it's so powerful. I'm so proud of you, by the way, for doing all of that. Yeah. That long ago that we talked about that. It's just so much fun to watch you like step in, Noelle. And that's one of the things that I love about you, is that you have a heart for people. You have a heart for the Lord. You have a heart for just continually showing yourself what you're capable of. You want to just take people by the hand and show them that it's possible. And then you, when you say you're going to do it, you figure out a way to do it. Like, I love that. Like, me and you together just like are busting through butts left and right. Right. Like, and I love it, because that's just it. That's where the Lord wants us. He wants us to recognize that the desires that he places on our heart are from him, and that they're tiny little seeds, just like you said, that he wants to continue to water. And you take steps in faith over and over again, and showing yourself and showing him what you're capable of. And it's so much fun to watch. So as a business owner, I have lots of business people who are listening to this podcast as well. What is the best advice that you have for when you're starting to spiral down? And yourself back, spiraling back up?
Yeah, you know, that's so good. You know, I'm a big, you know, and not everybody is. I'm a big journal person. I have my kind of like my signature routine and what I do to start my days, things like that. But I have had moments. I've had those moments of feeling like I was spiraling down. And it's like, okay, what do I do to get myself back up so I don't continue to go down that path? And a lot of it is, you know, for me, it's leaning in on my faith. It's leaning in on what got me started in the first place. Why am I think when you tap into your why and why it is you are doing something in the first place, if your why isn't clear at the moment, then we need to redefine that. You need to go back and redefine that. Why is it that you stepped into this journey in the first place? Maybe it does need some tweaks. Maybe there's some things that need some freshening up, you know, to get you excited again. But the why has to be strong enough. And I feel like when we tap into that, we get back to the why, we get back to what our core values are. And there's so many things that you can, you know, that you can do to find out, you know, if you're someone that doesn't know what your core values are, go back. And there's so many tools and things that we can do to find what those are. When you tap into those two things, I really do believe it helps with that momentum to keep us moving forward and to keep us being brave, because we have to step into some braveness through this entrepreneurial journal. Yeah. I mean, it's not an easy road. You know, people think, oh, it's this lovely life. And yes, you have all this freedom, but there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that other people are not seeing. And tap into people. Again, this is what I believe. We're not meant to do life alone. We're not meant to do it. Find yourself a mentor. Find yourself other business women that or men that are someone that you can go to and be transparent and be vulnerable and talk about those things, because that is what I've gotten, you know, what has gotten me through so many different things, is really having those mentors and people in my life that I can turn to and be vulnerable, that I can, you know, go, okay, I'm going to pull myself up and here we go, you know, at a time.
And it's been really fun. It's been a real honor, honestly, to get to know you as your coach, as your mentor, but also as your friend. And it's been fun because Noelle will box through each other back and forth or text each other. And I'm like, because I know you well enough, I'm guessing that this is probably holding you back. You're like, dang it.
Yes, you do call me on it. It's the hug with love, right?
And it's been really fun. So find somebody that believes in you guys more than you even believe in yourself, because those people can pull you up and into higher than you ever thought possible. And Noelle, it's again been so much fun watching you. Thank you for being one of my absolute favorite clients and somebody that has walked along this journey with me for a long time. And it's just amazing to see how you're helping other people. So you guys make sure that you look out for her podcast coming up the next couple of weeks, and have an amazing, amazing Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day. Make sure that you check out all of Noelle's cool, amazing stuff in the show notes. Follow her journey, get in touch with her, take her quiz, all the fun things. And until next time, I'll see you guys. Keep spiraling up, everybody. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're going to help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends!